It's round two of our So You Think You Can Dance auditions here on To The Point.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, it is round two of this special edition of To The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. And last but not least, Logan Hernandez. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I have to ask. I'm good, but I'll tell you, double elimination, I was not built for double elimination. I was so nervous last night. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good. You know, it was a lot to handle last night because, you know, we all gotten so close and it was just like really the saddest part was just leaving your friends that like became your family.
Of course. Of course. And, you know, it's just one of those things too. Like this whole top 10, I'm like, I can't handle eliminations this year.
I know.
You guys are all so good. And I think that's what's been impressive. It was really well cast. I thought the All-Stars selected people really well and it was easy to watch you guys, enjoy you guys, you know, get comfortable with everyone. So I think it's a good thing. And then it's a bad thing when someone has to get eliminated, yeah. Of course. I want to ask, because you're from Miami, is your family okay? I know they evacuated, right?
Yeah, actually, my family's from Kissimmee, Florida, which is like near Orlando. I trained in Miami for a couple of years to dance there and just train there. But yeah, they're all right. Everyone's good. Everyone's in the clear.
Okay,
but
good.
It was a really big scare, actually, because one of the biggest hurricanes that we've had in a while. Mm-hmm. And it was just sad me not being with them because I'm usually with them through everything and me being here. But they sent all the love to me in the world and, you know, they were with me.
Oh, good. Did it cause a little extra stress this week? Because I know even my brother is in the Delray Beach area. So it was a little bit of stress because he did not evacuate. And I was like, maybe you should. I kept calling him like, maybe think
yeah,
about it.
I was always like calling my mom like, hey, updates. Like letting my mom like, you know, let me know. And then she was always like, oh, don't have to worry. Like everything's okay. Like focus and all this stuff. So, yeah, it was just... there's always a lot going on the show. So your mind is always just occupied. So like you're always just on the go and yeah.
The table's going to be fine.
I know.
I'm like, I don't know about your hand, but the table's like, going to be fine.
I didn't see you there.
Well, can we talk a little bit about Stars? Cause, this studio, Victor Smalley, you guys know. And of course it's Angel Armas. You guys are incredible dancers coming out of that studio.
Thank you.
So many of you. And if I like, of course, we know Ricky Ubeda, yeah. Derek Piquette is from there. I'm like, oh, Diana Pombo from World of Dance, Nick Daniels. Like, I can go on and on and on. Daniela last season from So You Think. What's in the water down there? Like, you guys all have legs that are, like, up to here. You guys all have incredible extension, incredible technique. I just want to know what the secret is because – I don't look like that when I dance. So I was like, should I have gone there when I was younger?
That's the thing. Like people always ask like, you know, what's in the water? What's out there? Like, what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. And what Victor and Angel gave us all was just this formula of what, you know, just a lot of freedom, basically. They gave us all the freedom in the world. And with that, we just kind of interpreted it in our own way and did what we did with it. So... yeah, Victor and Angel, like, they really gave us all the freedom in the world to just be who we wanted to be. And through that, they were just guiding us along the way.
But they're giving you some great technique, though.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
some
great,
amazing.
Great teachers. Great. Yeah. Like, we used to take 4 hours of ballet every single morning. Yeah.
That. Bingo. I was like, there's the answer,
We used to do 4 hours of ballet every single morning.
Would you do, like, an hour of bar, like, an hour center? Like, how were they – over there? Like, when did you get a break?
They were two-hour classes, so we would do
– oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, we did two-hour classes and, like, a 30-minute break and then back to your two-hour classes.
Would you start all over again at bar again at that second hour?
Yeah, a second new class.
Holy – this is it? I mean, the light bulb just went off because I was like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, that's like the morning. In the morning we do that. And then like towards like evening classes, like it's just like dimming the lights down, just like all this improv and just funness. And
yeah, and people always ask like, how does Diana Pombo like have so much like soul and depth at 11? And I was like, there you go. They dim the lights and she improvs.
It's the lights. It's really the lights.
She gets in touch with her soul. I love that. So were you homeschooling then, obviously?
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way 4 hours of ballet that you're going to regular public school or anything.
So I was living in Kissimmee with my family, and I went to a regular high school, and It was like mid-sophomore year. I was like, Mom, I'm going to go to Miami. I want to train. I want to dance there. And me being the youngest, you know, I have an older sister. At 16 years old, she was like, no, you're not going to Miami. What are you talking about?
You're my baby.
Of course not. And within a week of her just like settling into it, something inside her told herself to just let me go. And she did. And I'm really thankful that she did let me go, because like I really feel as though like me being a part of Miami was a huge factor for me being even on this show.
Of course. Now, had you worked with Victor and Angel before then, like done a summer program or met them on their convention?
No, actually.
No. So what are you watching? So you think you can dance and you're like, I want to be Ricky. And then you
basically,
go to Stars?
Basically. Yeah. That's what happened. I messaged Victor on like Instagram DM. And I was like, hey, like, I want to dance for you. And then he said, send me a video of yourself dancing. And I did. And then he was like, come out here next week. And then within that fast of a time period, I met Victor, I met Angel, and I was living with them.
So you lived in their house?
Yeah. It was like, they had this really big house, and it was not just me. It was like other boys too. So right. Nick Daniels, for example, mm-hmm. he was out of state. Like Brady Farrar, like yep. Parker. Like there was a couple of boys, and we all had like our own like separate rooms.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it's kind of like boarding school, like dance boarding school or
basically,
something.
Basically, yeah.
You guys must have had so much fun.
It was a blast.
Oh my gosh. And it's kind of fun just to see where you guys all are right at this point. Of course, we saw Nick on World of Dance this summer, and he's out here now. I see him here in LA quite
yeah,
a bit,
I saw so. Him, I saw him like 2 weeks ago.
Did
yeah.
he come to the show?
Yeah, I did.
Ah,
yeah,
very
he did.
Good. So obviously, Angel and Victor know how to get contestants on the show. What type of preparation did they give you in terms of auditioning?
A lot of training. I started going to the gym with Victor. And if you
a little
know
extra muscle.
And if you know Victor, you know Victor's like
he's ripped.
Gym guru.
Yeah.
So I went to the gym a lot with Victor, started eating a lot healthier. Just training every day. And then the New York audition came and everything just started to like when that happened after the New York audition. That was, like, you know, another thing for me to even be working harder. So, like...
We did not see your audition, correct?
No.
No. This is always an interesting one. Like, we see certain people's auditions, and then we don't see certain people. So, were you waiting, like, every week? Like, maybe they're going to show my audition.
Basically. I was like, what's on this week? Oh, not me.
YouTube? Is anyone on YouTube? Like, because they were leaking some...
Yeah, even on Facebook, I think.
Yeah, they were leaking, and I was like, well, that's a top 10 person. Like, I knew who the top 10 was when they started leaking, and I'm like, are they just going to show us the whole top 10? But there were a couple that they kept close yeah. to the vest, which was one of yours.
Oh, thank you.
I know, but we wanted to know, what was it? Like, where's Logan's audition? So, we really get to meet you at Academy Week, essentially.
Yeah.
What was Academy Week like for you?
Academy Week was, my goal was to just go in with, like, no expectations. You know, just, I told myself, I'm just going to be this sponge. I'm just going to walk in and absorb everything around me, the mm-hmm. people around me, like, the energies, everyone, like, how different, unique everyone is. Like, I just really want to just get inspired. You know, me being 18 years old, like, I know I'm pretty young. Like,
you're a baby.
This is my first time auditioning for anything in the dance industry. So...
And so you're, like, on a national TV show, top 10. That's incredible.
It doesn't feel real because that wasn't my intention. I just wanted to just soak everything up.
Right.
And within all of it, like, I've met some of the most beautiful people. And it's been a true honor to just, like, be here.
Well, you had the opportunity of Jenna, Robert, and Allison wanting you on their team. What made you, what in your gut was like, I should go with Allison? Because I got to tell you, any three of those would have been a win.
Yeah, it was a tough decision, honestly. But Allison, like, there was just something so compelling about Allison. She really drawed me in. She's like this really joyous and very confident person. And I feel like I would have learned so much from that and just taken experience in. Because I'm not the most confident in the world, but Allison, like, you know, she helped me a lot. She really did.
Well, if you're not the most confident person in the world, you faked it really well through the show. I didn't ever catch on that you weren't feeling, you know, confident or anything else like that.
I mean, not confident, more so just no expectations. That's yep. a better explanation. Mm-hmm. No expectations.
Yeah, just go in, do your job.
Yeah, like really just like try, just being present. And I feel like being present is like the most important thing right now. Because like, I feel like my first live episode was yesterday. And now like the finale is like about to happen. So like really being present and really enjoying every single day that you have is like the key. Because it really flies by. Time really flies by.
It is so quick. It's quick from my side. So yeah. I've got to imagine for you that's living it every single day, breathing it, it was a lot. It's so interesting too because, you know, just thinking back to not seeing your audition, someone slid into my DMs. I'm going to tell you the story. I don't know if you know the story. I told Allison the story. And someone was like, Logan Hernandez, watch him. He's like, he's going to be like, you're not going to know who he is, but he's coming out of Stars. He's really well trained. They were like, watch him. And so I did like a little 60-second dance scoop without naming you. And I was like, there's going to be a contestant paired up with someone really great, blah, blah, blah. And Allison was like, who was it? I'm like, I can't tell you. But they were just like, they gave me three contestants. This is so interesting. They gave me three contestants that they thought I should watch. And it was Lex, it was Logan, and it was Taylor.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Yeah. And it's another dancer. So someone just really admires your work. I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah.
I want to know who this admirer is.
I know, everyone does. Everyone's like, who is it?
Oh, my God.
But I thought it was great. And it was, like, all great positive stuff. So I love sharing that with people because it's so awesome. Cool. And I was, yeah. But I was telling Allison, and we were trying. When I had her on my show, we were trying so hard not to, like, mention your name, mention your gender, because she had one of the girls still, you know, on her team at that time. And we were, like, trying so hard to be, like... But I was like, this is going to be a really good pairing. And it really was. Even though you guys started off, you know, week one, Allison gets injured.
I know.
That can really throw someone off. That could have thrown off your entire season. And it really didn't. I mean, I thought Audrey did a great job. And,
yeah, for sure.
And then Allison kind of like slid right in. And it really, it's almost like it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was honestly really crazy. Because it was my, you know, it's everyone's first live show. Everyone's really excited. It's like this like. Just that rawness, first energy. So, like, it was really hitting us because me and Austin went through the whole process together. We learned it. We learned it with Tice. We had all the rehearsals with Tice. We went to wardrobe together, tried on our costumes together. Like, we're on stage together rehearsing the piece. Like, we went through the whole process together of even, like, just, like, that butterfly feeling. Like, oh, we're going to do this tomorrow. Like, and then, like, Sunday before Monday in one of our runs, something just happens and... She just starts, oh my God, she just falls and just doesn't, like, and it's really hard for me to, like, even, like, say that, too, because, like, Allison's a go-getter. Like, even when she is injured, Allison will push through anything. So
strong, positive, like,
yeah.
She's
so
great.
The fact that I saw Allison on the floor and, like, not even continuing the rest of the dance, I was like, something's severely wrong.
Yeah, this is big.
This is big. So... Yeah, she stayed on the stage. We all, like, we were just there for her. It was a crazy day because after that happened, Jeff was like, oh, okay, we're gonna figure it out. We're going to figure it out. And then they were like, we're going to find an all-star replacement for you to do the piece with you. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't know who it was yet. We were like, I was waiting a couple of hours. And then I finally find out who it is. Well, I didn't. I just see her walking in. Actually, because I'm like in craft areas, just getting food, yeah. And then she's walking towards my way, and I just see Audrey, and then I love Audrey.
Audrey's a beast.
Audrey
dancer.
Is insane of a dancer. Like she's really crazy, and I was just super excited to even like share that moment with her too.
How do you remember like when Allison was injured to the point of when Audrey walked in? How long that was? Do you remember? Was it a couple hours or?
I would say 2 hours max.
Yeah. So everything happened really, really fast.
Really quickly. And then that very night, Sunday night, I went to a studio space with Audrey Casey, and she learned the whole thing. even for Audrey, like, that's, like, intense. Like, Audrey must have felt, like, a lot of pressure, too.
Of course.
Like, coming in at that notice and, like, learning in a night and, like, okay, I'm going to perform this live.
And to deliver to you and to deliver to Allison in week one? That's a big responsibility.
Audrey is the MVP. Thank you, Audrey.
Yeah, no. And, you know, like, that's such a big deal. And, you know, you have to sit there and let viewers know, by the way, we'll be back with week two, but it's me and Allison.
Yeah.
Trust me, we're getting along great. Like, this is a great partnership. You have to, like, convince viewers
It was
that.
A little hiccup, but then we, like, after that hiccup week two with Brian's piece, like, that just flowed very well, too. So it was like, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, a little bit of like, yes.
Yeah, it was like literally like, okay, let me breathe.
When you look back on over all the pieces you guys did together, do you have a favorite? It's so hard. It's okay if you have a couple of favorites, the ones that stand out to you.
I have a favorite. And like, people always say it's shocking for me to say it's my favorite. But my favorite would be my hip-hop piece by Chris Scott.
Oh, I thought that was a really good piece,
I love that piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy the whole process of even learning it, too. Chris is a very genuine, good vibe, good energy person. Mm-hmm. And even in the rehearsal process, he had just so much... He believed in us.
Yep.
Even, you know, through the first second we walked in that door, he just had this trust in us. And the whole piece was just basically about just that genuine love that you have for someone. You know, you getting ready in the morning, you just bothering someone, but, like, cute love. It's just, like, it's just that very, like, that first crush.
Sweetness to it, and I think you guys portrayed it really well. And I remember you guys talking about it in Pressline, and I felt like you guys had really connected with it. And, you know, Allison's such a special person. I will say that all the time. Exactly what you see on camera is exactly the way she is off camera as well. She's genuine and sweet and kind. But also what she does on stage is just... She's amazing.
She's
so
sickening.
Yeah, and you guys were one of my favorite pairings because there just really was it was very natural. It was very easy. I never felt like it was like, okay, you know, we're here in Pressline and we're going to show how, like, united we are. You know what I mean? It was just very, like, we're totally into this. We're good. You know, we're a strong team. And that's really important, you know, to get this far, too.
Yeah. Allison has been the person to catch me when I fall. Like, she's been my right hand through this whole process. Allison has really helped me a lot, and I'm really just not even just happy that I got the chance to dance with her, but just even get to know her, because Allison's a great person. Allison's the most genuine person I've met, and just the way she carries herself and the way she speaks and just the way she views me, too. Like, the way, like, she cares for me. She's like she's like a mama.
She's like your mom. She's got a great family. She does great things. She and Twitch both do great things for the dance community. So I think that's why I'm like, you're so lucky that you are paired with Allison. I mean, obviously you chose her, though, because you could have been on Robert's team, which is amazing. You could have been on Jenna's team, which is amazing. So, but for you, I was like, you chose the right team.
I went into the boss fam.
The boss fam. I know. I was like, you're Mr. TV boss.
TV boss.
TV boss.
Like that.
I do love that. I was like, because it was, you guys did the husband and wife thing with, you know, Chris Scott. That totally worked out really well. So since you are 18, you're going on tour, which is going to be amazing. Are you moving to LA post-tour? What are your thoughts? Because it's a lot at 18 to be like, my first audition, I make it on a national TV show. Now I'm going on tour. What's next?
I'm going to go through tour. That's going to happen. It's going to be really fun.
Yes.
And so far, all the, me and I feel like maybe like two other people, most of the people have been on tour before. So they've experienced tour. They know what touring's like. And everyone has been telling me, Logan's going to have the most fun on tour.
Oh, that's
like,
the best.
Logan, like, you're going to have the time of your life on tour. And I'm really excited because I don't really know what to expect at all. So it's going to be just great traveling. Like, who gets to say that? I'm going to travel the country with some of my bestest friends.
And doing meet and greets with the fans who watch the show all summer. That's going to be really fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, I'm gonna go through that process. It's going to be fun. And then, yeah, I really want to move to California.
Okay. So that's kind of, like, the next goal after that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. What are your goals in terms of dance? What would you love to do? You're so well trained, you could probably do anything, but is there do you want to do film? Do you want to do TV, concert, dance? Like, because you really can go in any direction. Broadway.
Well, I wish I could sing.
I know, right? Well, ask Ricky, because maybe he can guide you towards his voice teacher. He's done a couple Broadway shows, right?
Oh, and New York's beautiful, too.
It's great.
I'm honestly, my main goal at this point is just to make a living out of dancing. That's like what's gonna make me happy. If I get to support myself doing what I love to do every single day for the rest of my life, then I'm more than fulfilled, honestly. But you know, I'm 18. I'm still pretty young.
You're so young.
I want to choreograph, but like I really want to like dance first before I start choreographing and putting my work on other people. So I really want to just yeah, I just want to vibe out. I'm really into the concert world. I love the company world and
that's good.
Everything about that.
There's a company called Shaping Sound. I'm just throwing it out there. You'd be perfect in Shaping Sound.
Thank you.
Travis, just letting you know. No, I mean, your body type, your technique, you know, the style. I mean, it would look great in that company.
Shaping Sound is like, yeah, they're amazing.
Yep.
And Travis Wall and his mind and his imagery.
Two-time Emmy Award winning Travis Wall.
Casual.
No big deal.
What? Just no big deal.
No, but I mean, and he would be a great person to be even mentored by. Like,
yeah.
He knows what it's like to come out as a contestant and then, you know, sort of go out into this real world of what Los Angeles is like and everything else.
Oh, for
else,
sure.
So.
Yeah, he's been a huge inspiration since day one.
Yeah. Shaping Sound. I'm just... I like to put it out there for everyone.
I love that. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, Travis. That's amazing. Were you someone, by the way, that watched... What season did you start watching So You Think You Can Dance, by the way? Because like, you're so young, and they're on season 14. You were, what, 4 when it began? So... Is there a particular season that stands out to you at all?
I would say, like, when I, like, really got invested into it, I would say Melanie Moore season.
Oh, season 8.
Season 8 was a really, like, powerhouse season.
It was, and she's another Broadway star.
Ooh,
she's on her third Broadway show.
She's a gorgeous dancer.
She's fantastic.
That whole season with her and Sasha.
Sasha's so good.
And Marco too. That was a really good season.
Marco to me is dancing better than ever though too. That's what Marco's I love seeing.
Sick.
Yeah, I like seeing the evolution of people. Like, you know, you look at Marco season 8; he was fantastic. But I look at him now in season 14. I'm like, he's dancing better than ever. You know, Allison, Jenna, like all these people. You see the growth, and you're thinking, wow, I didn't think they could get any better than what they did in their season. So, and you know, 3-4 years, I'll be like, oh my gosh, he's dancing better than ever.
Oh. Hopefully.
No, it's really interesting to really watch and see how people's style evolves and, you know.
Yeah. The dance world is just always evolving too. So like keeping up with everything, even like the music and like this movement is just different too. Like from
styles changed,
yeah. Like concepts have changed, like a lot has changed in the dance world. It's constantly evolving.
Yep. I got to keep up with it.
Yeah. It's fast.
It is fast. It's so hard. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We so appreciate it. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of my Twitter feed today was like, Logan.
Oh.
So people were upset for you. They want to see you, you know, of course, on the show as long as possible. So just know that your fans are definitely there with you.
It's sad, but it's also just like a really beautiful thing. Like I was on that. Like, really yesterday, like, even in Mark's piece, like, my last piece, like, Mark was like, Taylor, Logan, like, I know you can't relate to, like, my concept of this piece, but you just have a celebration for yourselves. Like, look how far you've come. Mm-hmm. Look, this is, like, top 6. Like, you've been through so much. So, like, in that last piece, we were just, like, really just having the time of our life and just enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
So, I just really just thought of this whole entire process of just, like, I'm so different than what I was when I came into it.
Absolutely.
And I'm leaving with new knowledge, like new people, new family in my life. So I'm just really just honestly proud of myself and just fulfilled and just joyous.
Yeah, you should feel really good about it.
Yeah.
I was like, your first audition ever.
Yeah.
Not many people can say that, so you should give yourself a little pat on the back.
Thank you.
And an In-N-Out Burger, animal style, whatever else you're looking for.
Ooh, I'm giving Chick-fil-A, too.
Or Chick-fil-A. I think they're pretty much across the street from each other, so we'll get you.
Wow.
I know, right? It sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds really good.
Well, we won't keep you from that, but let everyone know where they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me on Instagram at LoganHernandez_. And then my Twitter name, I need to fix it, guys. I'm going to fix it soon. But right now, it's Logan Hernandez with no Z.
Isn't it 10?
With a 10. But there's no Z. I don't know why, but I think I just didn't put the Z. But I'll fix it, and I'll, you know.
You'll make it better.
I'll make it better.
You'll make it better. That's all that matters. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you being here. And you guys, I will be back at 3:30 for our full 1-hour version of To the Point with Kristen Burt with So You Think You Can Dance judge, Mary Murphy, the hot tamale train's coming in. It's going to be crazy. You know that.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see that.
No, it's going to be a really good one. And, of course, just to remember, there's no eliminated contestants next week, so we won't be doing the special edition next Tuesday morning. Just a little word to the wise. All right, you guys, I'll see you at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.